Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we're going to be talking about energy medicine. You know, without energy, nothing happens. Energy medicine is the future of medicine. With energy, we'll be able to improve all medical conditions. Radionics, or frequency, is the blueprint of energy. Each of our trillions of cells has its own optimal frequency. By analyzing our cells' frequency, we can send back a frequency 180 degrees out of phase to correct the problem, as with noise cancellation headset. Our new AeroScan can help us accomplish all of these things. You know, it's energy medicine. We all think it's voodoo stuff, you know? But if you're a Star Trek fan and you see how the transporter works, you know that is energy medicine. What happens there? Well, Kirk says to Scotty to beam me up. And next thing you know, you see the light and the person disappears. What is happening is that through energy, that person's trillions of cells are being converted into light energy and being transported to another area. And then at the area it goes to, the light energy is then reassembled back into the person's cells in the exact sequence that they were, and now the person reappears somewhere. What has happened is that energy has, each cell was converted into energy. And that's what energy medicine is. And, you know, within the next 10 to 15 years, almost everything in medicine will be done through energy medicine. And I am confident that we will be able to take care of any medical problem using energy medicine. You know, 10 years ago, when I started doing hormones in San Antonio, everyone told me I was a kook. I was crazy. I remember I did a lecture to about 100 physicians about 10 years ago, and I talked about testosterone and the benefit of it with heart disease. And when I was done, the room was silent, absolutely silent. Everyone thought I was crazy. And, you know, it was pretty simple stuff, you know. All I said was testosterone builds muscle. And the biggest muscle in your body is your heart. And therefore, you know, before you can build muscles in your arms and your legs, you need to make the muscles in your heart better. That is your heart is your engine. If you were to take an old car and refurbish it, the first thing you would do is drop a new engine into the car. Well, that's all we're talking about here. You see, when you are 20 years old and your testosterone level is optimal in the 900 to 1200 range, that's optimal, yes, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. And when you're 60 and your testosterone level is 200 or 250 or 300, your heart's like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. And as a result, your heart muscle is weak. So when you optimize your testosterone and you're lifting weights, what do you notice first? You notice that your veins get bigger. Well, your veins are your arteries. They're your roads. They're your highway. So before you start lifting weights, your highway is three lanes and the cars are going 30, 40 miles an hour because the three-lane highway is congested. On the highway are the HEB trucks, the Walmart trucks, the gasoline vehicles carrying fuel and stuff. All right? And so when you start lifting weights, the artery is widened to six lanes. So now the traffic on the highway can move fast because your muscles need your muscles need quick energy. They need the raw materials to fire away, and so you can lift things and do things you need. Well, it's great winding a highway, but the cars are still going 30, 40 miles an hour. Your heart needs to pump better to push the blood around quickly to make those vehicles on your highway go at 80 miles an hour. That's why you need to optimize your heart. So when you optimize your testosterone, the first thing that happens is your heart muscles get stronger. And when your heart muscle gets stronger, your heart doesn't have to work very hard to pump blood, so your blood pressure improves. And if your blood pressure is better and your heart muscle is stronger, then it means that your risk of getting heart disease is decreased. So when you're 20-year-old, you don't get heart attacks because your heart muscle is stronger and your blood pressure is better. When you're 60 and your testosterone is low, your heart muscles are weaker, your blood pressure is higher, and your heart have to work harder, and you're more subject to heart attacks. Yes, those same doctors that thought that was crazy 10 years ago, now they all put in their patients on testosterone. Unfortunately, the majority of them don't understand testosterone, and they don't understand hormones. How do I know? Because from time to time I get a patient who's been given testosterone by their local doctor, and they come in and their testosterone level is 150, and you wonder why. Well, because normally your brain sends a signal called LH. The signal goes to your testicles and tells your testicles to make testosterone. Well, when you increase the testosterone from your 250 to your 500, which is about where your primary doctor is going to put you around 450 to 550 range and think you're doing great, but you're not optimal, they put you at that range. So your brain says, oh, my level is twice as much what it was. The brain says, you know, LH, you don't need to, oh, my goodness, your testicles doesn't need the signal from your brain. So the signal from your brain to tell your testicles to make testosterone is diminished to almost nothing. And so your testicles over a couple of years time frame shrinks. And when you stop taking your testosterone, it can no longer make testosterone. And so now you are at a disadvantage because your testicles can't make the testosterone you used to be. So if you are out there and you are getting testosterone from your doctor and he's not putting you on HCG or something else to increase to make sure your testicles continue to function properly, he's doing you a disservice and you should find someone else. All right? Typically, we use HCG. HCG is a hormone that your placenta makes to protect your baby. It's a natural hormone. It's the hormone you test to see if you're pregnant. But that same hormone tells your testicles to make testosterone. And so when we give testosterone, we tell our tests, we give you HCG and the testosterone. So we tell your testicles to make testosterone and we give you testosterone. So that way we are optimizing what goes on. The second thing that we also know is that when you give testosterone, it can also increase your estrogen. So if your doctor is giving you testosterone and not checking the estrogen level, then you need to think of finding someone else to monitor your testosterone. Because, you know, in medicine, too much is just as bad as too little. So if your levels are too high or too low, they cause a problem. So if you're estrogen is too high, it can cause you to be very emotional, can cause your breast tissue to grow, cause you have breast pain. If it's too low, you can get roid rage. And so it's very important that we optimize everything, not just your testosterone. All right. So we are about to talk about energy medicine and why it's the future, why we've been using it all along. All right. But before we continue, I just want to let you know that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Today we're going to be discussing energy medicine, the future of medicine. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, all the other book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. So now we're talking about energy medicine. You know, energy medicine has been around for throughout history. But currently, we do two things. We have allopathic medicine, and allopathic medicine is the medicine that we normally get from physicians like myself. And basically, with allopathic medicine, we give medications, we do surgeries, we do radiation therapy, we do chemotherapy, we do physical therapy, and we do drugs. Right? Basically, you have a symptom, we give you a drug for that symptom. And that's pretty much what we've been doing as an allopathic physician. But, you know, I also do something called biological medicine, which is energy medicine. And with that, they work together. All right? Let me give you an example of energy medicine currently being used. When you get CPR or defibrillation, guess what? That is energy medicine. When you do compressions, you are converting your energy to the body's heart. When you do a shock, that's giving energy to the heart to get you to start your heart beating again. When you get laser therapy, like with a Cyton, or if you do a profractional or micro laser peel, or you do skin tight, or you do liposuction with your laser, that is energy medicine. And because everything in energy has a frequency, and every one of those laser modality is at a particular frequency. We have a strawberry laser, which when you put it on your belly or your thighs or your arm, it's at a frequency that kills fat cells. So after about 10 minutes, you're going to have less fat cells because we have ruptured a few fat cells, because at that particular frequency, fat cells are destroyed. We have a tickle lipo, which vibrates at a certain frequency, and at that frequency, it gets rid of fat cells. And so with the lipo, we get rid of fat cells while you laugh. And so those are examples of laser therapy. For those of you who get low-level laser therapy for hair regrow, again, that is frequency medicine. Now, we also do something called IV therapy. One of the things we do is chelation and ozone. That's also energy medicine. We use the ultraviolet light, and basically that's a one-hour procedure where we put the light inside your vein. And there's two lights, a red light for an hour, a purple light for 30 minutes, and a green light for 30 minutes. Well, the purple light is at a frequency of 365 nanometers. At that frequency, it destroys bacteria. So any bacteria, viruses, fungus, or parasites you have in your system, it will destroy them. It also improves your immune system at that particular frequency. The red light is at a frequency of 630. At a frequency of 630, it helps with ATP production. That's ATP is your body's energy production. It helps with inflammation. It causes anti-inflammation. That means if you have pain, i.e. back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain or leg pain, it will help decrease the pain. It also helps with tissue regeneration at that frequency, and it also helps increase oxygen delivery at that frequency of that red light. The green light is at a frequency of 535 nanometers, and at that particular frequency, you have improved red blood cell elasticity, so the red cells can actually go into smaller areas, and you get better blood supply to your genital areas or wherever else you need blood supply. Those are just some simple examples of energy medicine. If you get an ultrasound, i.e. lithotripsy, all ultrasound is a sound energy. And we can use ultrasound to image the body. We can also use it to break up stones in your body, like in lithotripsy. Or we use the ultrasound in our Gaines wave procedure for the ED, erectile dysfunction. We also use it to help rejuvenate vaginal tissue for females also. So that's another example of energy medicine. When you get an x-ray or an MRI or a CAT scan, that is using energy medicine to diagnose things. All right? So energy medicine has been around, and it will continue to get better as we be able to image better and do things. If you have LASIK surgery, that was done via energy medicine. Now, there are some other things, you know, because energy medicine, Where does that come from, and what's going on with that? Just remember, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, all the other bookstores, and also available online at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. So today we're talking about energy medicine. I've been doing this energy medicine officially for about 5 years, but you know, medicine has always been about energy. I mean, we've been doing x-rays forever, CAT scan, MRI, it's always been there. I've just been more focused on it over the last 5 years. And so now I'm going to talk about different types of energy, ACMOS, energy balancing, biosyntine, sound therapy, color therapy, and detoxification. These are all forms of energy medicines. All right. Well, we talked about what allopathic medicine is, and now we're going to talk about energy medicine. All right. The first one is that the brain is just another organ compared to a computer in the hands of energy. All right. Thoughts and emotions are the result of complex electrochemical and energetic interactions within and between nerve cells. And when you look at mind-body connections, it tells us that if there's something wrong with your mind, it will affect your body and vice versa. So in other words, an unhealthy body leads to an unhealthy mind and vice versa. All right? You know, if effects on the mind or body is directed by your neurotransmitters. There's about 60 different neurotransmitters, and they affect everything you do. Serotonin is an example of a neurotransmitter that is throughout your body. So what does ACMOS means? ACMOS is the analysis of the comprehensive compatibility of matter on the organism and its synergy. So that's the analysis of the compatibility of matter on man and his synergy. All right. Dr. Rene Nochen, he was credited as being the doctor of molecular biology. He says that not only does acne restore energy circulation in organic circuits of the body, but also to analyze and restore the harmony of the human in an environment and the compatibility with nutrients, medications, parts of living. So, what is ACTOS method? Environmental tensions may upset human balance. Electromagnetic pollution can be pathogenic. Human cells exposed to electromagnetic pollution start protecting themselves against electric pollutions, and results are energetic blockades affecting proper function of the body and symptoms of fatigue, headache, nausea. Reestablishing the energetic qualities within the body has inhibited causing it to become unable to face its daily self-organization. So what ACMOS method does, it prevents excessive internal tension caused by mental, emotional, and physical problems. It helps against seasonal tensions. It helps protect against environmental pathologic aggressions. So, ACMOS method is the energetic blockade in an accumulation of dead or degenerative cells that the body cannot eliminate. Right? ACMOS method restores full vital energy flow in the whole body. So in other words, if you have a damaged part of your body, your body diverts its energy around that area, and as a result, you do not have your normal cell-to-cell interaction, and it affects your energy in your body. Okay? With ACMOS method, you are able to go ahead and fix that area. All right? Now, there are three fields of energy that affect man. The first field is symptomatic centrifugal radiation field. That's a field that's close to the body. It reflects the emergent surface problems and the state of the immediate defense organism. So that's the initial field that's right around you. Then you have the second field, which is resources centripetal conversion field. And that corresponds to the profound quality of organization integrating inborn and acquired tensions. And then the third field is the vibratory resultant energy fields. Those three fields are quintessential to how your body functions. All right? Now, the three fields therefore is a reflection of energy circulation in an organism, and they can affect chromosomal, genetic, defense system, environmental, ethnic, psychological systems of your body. All right? Biosynthine, on the other hand, it says that all natural occurring waves in nature have a vortex, three-dimensional configuration. Waves such like sunlight, cosmic radiation, and magnetic radiation, and other provide information to the body. Information received from the environment regulates the body's biorhythms, organ function, and glandular function. It modulates your DNA. Without this information, your cells cannot function nor communicate properly. So your body needs all these signals from outside so that it can do something. So biosynthine is all man-made waves, such as electricity, radio waves, TV, microwave towers, devices, cell phones, are bio-dimensional sinus waves. They're not compatible with natural life-supporting vortex waves. The body receives misinformation which disturbs the normal function of DNA and energetic flow supporting function of organs and glands. These contribute to illnesses, disorders, aging, and emotional and mental status. Biosynthine restores the normal vortex waves using resonance phenomena. Resonance as in our AO scan. Right? There's ceramic memory discs which emit beneficial vortex waves that restores the correct information to the body. It improves functions energetically and physiologically, results in greater well-being as well as acceleration of healing physically, emotionally, and mentally. So biosymphony is really another way of using frequency waves to help improve the body. Next, we want to talk about sound wave therapy. Well, what is sound wave therapy? Well, it's a principle of resonance at work and energy of sound influences matter. Resonance is the basic principle that affects everyone and everything at all times. The principle applies for person in need of physical healing or mental emotional transformation. Correct frequency reminds body energy's field of original blueprint and brings it to harmony. So when you get an AO scan and we know your optimal frequency, when we return these frequency to your body, guess what? Your body starts remembering the way it was optimally and starts fixing the problem. Another form of energy would be color therapy. You know, every color has a frequency. Various color shades that travel through your body not only have unique color variation, vibration, also have chemical equivalents. For instance, red stimulates hydrogen, blue soothes oxygen. Each color has its own wavelength. Now, let me give you an example. Red, bright red, helps with pride, generosity, ambition. Dark red helps with anger, causes anger. Ruby red, sensuality. Cloudy dark red, cruelty, pink, love, and vitality. Now, as far as healing is concerned, Red is a stimulant, activates the sensory nervous system and liver, red blood cells, platelets, hemoglobin, rejuvenates the body, counteracts x-rays and ultraviolet burns, vibrates at 436 trillion times per second. That's red. Orange vibrates at 473 trillion times per second, boosts energy in the lungs and stomach, raises pulse rate but not blood pressure, stimulates throat, thyroid, and growth of bones, helps heal bruises. Yellow vibrates at 510 trillion times per second, tones the muscle, activates the lymph glands, improves the digestive system, stimulates the intestines, pancreas, and digestive fluids, cleanser, removes toxin. So you can see, energy does a lot of things in our body, and through energy medicine, we can correct almost anything in the body. Stay tuned. I believe the next 10 to 15 years, in the next 10 to 15 years, we'll be able to see that energy medicine is what we'll, how we'll do everything in medicine. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the books outlets. Also available on the internet at www.growyoungeragain.com. For more information, call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or you can call us at the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. So I want you to remember something. Energy medicine is the future of medicine. We will be able to take care of most medical conditions with energy medicine. Right now, we're using the AO scan to get you started on a lot of these therapies. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Have a great, great, great day, and I will see you next week.